What's up, everybody? Tom Green here. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast, The Tom Green Interview by Audio Up and me and Charlie. I'm looking at Charlie right now. And I am going to start doing some streams like this where I just turn on the microphone and speak about what I'm looking at. Because what I'm looking at right now is pretty incredible. I'm on a mountaintop, as usual, with Charlie. In my van in the Lincoln National Forest, right on the border of Texas and New Mexico, at this fire road that I've been driving down in a wilderness area that is quite incredible. The Broke Out, I believe it's called, the Broke Out Wilderness Study Area. I have to check. But I gotta say, this has been the most incredible few days, and I've been having a lot of great ones, but this one has been extremely incredible. Just I've taken some great walks. Charlie's in the van, jumped up in the van. Hi, Charlie. Jumped up in the van and literally just not. I don't like saying literally, by the way. I'm gonna try to stop saying literally. I'm literally gonna try to stop saying literally. But Charlie just knocked this water bottle over, and I looked down at it, and I thought, hey, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to have some water. I hope you guys dig what I'm doing. I really do. This is coming from the heart, and it's coming from a very... Oh, man, I gotta stop for a second. I'll be right back. The awning's blowing down. 1 second. All right, I stopped the recording for a second because the awning on the van was caught in a gust of wind. It's pretty sturdy, but it was going to make noise. Anyways, listen, I'm having an amazing time. I am doing photography. I'm doing what I love. I'm editing these videos for my YouTube channel. I'm making this podcast. And I'm putting all of these technical things that I like to do together and creative and artistic things that I like to do together into one thing. And it's evolving. And this podcast is a big part of it. And it's a place where I can actually come and speak about what it is that I'm doing. Charlie, if you can't jump up in the van and make noise on the floor when I'm recording the podcast, you can't jump up on the van and make noise on the floor when I'm recording the podcast. I'm talking to a dog right now, but she's playing with this water bottle that was on the floor. So I picked that up, and we're back at it. I'm looking out right now. First of all, I'm on the top of a mountain in the Lincoln National Forest, like I said. I'm looking out the van window, door actually, sliding door, which is wide open. It's a beautiful day. It's warm out, and the mountains are in the distance. It's kind of flat up here. It's like I'm on the top of a mountain, and it's kind of flat up here, rolling desert-like coniferous forest. A lot of pine, a lot of cedar, but then cactuses and desert-like atmosphere for sure. But quite green. You know, it's a beautiful time. Campfires are allowed here. There's a great fire pit here in this place that I pulled over, an existing fire pit. It's a hunting area, a lot of hunters here at this time of year. So when you go out for a walk, you have to put on a hunter orange, fluorescent orange jacket and hat, and make sure that you don't get mistaken for wild game, because that's never good when it's hunting season and you get mistaken for wild game. But I want to say part of what this podcast is me experimenting with audio. And I'd like you to just listen to the tone of my voice right now and understand that that's part of the creative process for me. And I've got this fun recording rig that I've built using all sorts of plugs and cables and amps and preamps and computers and microphones and hard drives and all sorts of other things, plugins and all sorts of things. Plugins, yes, plugins. What are plugins? Just stuff. It's just stuff in the computer. And I love it. And so trying to get my voice to sound a certain way is kind of interesting, especially when it's in a van. And the shape of the interior of this van is quite nice acoustically. There's different corners, and it's lined with cedar and insulated, so it's actually quite quiet in here. You would hardly believe that I'm sitting on top of a mountain. And the other thing that's pretty amazing about this is I've got an 8-channel mixer-type preamp thing that really, really does do some impressive stuff to the sound. Analog, baby. And then also, I have the ability to take phone calls. And I haven't actually done that yet, taken phone calls. Oh, no, I have done that once. Right, we did do that once. But not... It was not quite as remote. This is probably the most remote I've ever been when I've taken phone calls in the van. And it's going to be something I'm going to start doing more. I can't always do that. We can't always do that because there's usually or often not cell phone service. But I think because of all the hunters up here, even though we're in an extremely remote part of southern New Mexico in the mountains, I believe they probably must have a cell tower up here for the hunters because self-service is perfect. And if you follow me on Instagram, you see that I've been live streaming every day or all day for the last couple of days because it's been so fun. I just go, Charlie and I go for a long walk through the woods into the deep wilderness, and I've got bear spray. I've got a buck knife on my belt just, you know, because it's scary out there, man. There's bears, you know. It's scary out there in them there hills, you know. A lot of stuff can eat you out there, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of that. I've got my bear spray. No, it's not really scary. But it is fun streaming live at night and walking into the woods. I did that last night, middle of the night. Like, well, you know, it was dark. Sitting by the campfire. Beautiful night. I went and streamed on the Instagram. And then I just, for fun, with a flashlight, walked off into the woods. And everybody in the comments watching were kind of freaking out. It was like a horror movie. It was like a live streaming Blair Witch Project, except nobody dies at the end. But it felt like somebody was going to. Let's just knock on wood, okay? That's not a harbinger of things to come or anything like that. But if it is, please play this at my funeral and understand that I would have seen the humor in it. I understood the risks of what I was doing here. And I took the risks because I feel like you got to go out and live life, right? And the risks are minimal. Honestly, I'm being very careful. And everything is fine. So I'm being very safe. I know what I'm doing. I grew up doing this stuff. Camping, canoeing, fishing. And my family was always very comfortable going out into nature. They had a nice cottage on a lake when I was a kid, a little funny little cabin that was kind of crooked and falling off of its stilts. But we would go up there every weekend and Dad would work on it. And I'd go out and catch fish off the dock and go out in the boat and catch largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, northern pike, perch, sunfish. Crappy. They were crappy. But all sorts of fish. Didn't have walleye in our lake, or pickerel, as some people call them. Same fish. Did you know that? Walleye and pickerel, same fish. I'm sure someone will contest that on the internet. It's not the same fish. A walleye and a pickerel is not the same fish. It's the same fish. It's like I think in America they call it pickerel, and in Canada they call it walleye, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. I don't know that detail. Let me know. Let me know in the comments on the internet. But anyways, that's what's going on. It's beautiful up here. Oh, I want you to check out my drone photography. That's something I've been really into. Oh, and I have an idea. What I want to do is I'm going to take the audio from this part of this podcast, and I'm going to set it to video from the video that I'm shooting with my camera that I'm really, I don't want to say mastering, but I'm really trying to perfect my craft of videography and really getting into the details, the deep into the weeds of color correction and post-production, audio mixing, all this stuff. I use Adobe Premiere to edit, and I go in there and I can make these little films. And the camera that I'm using is beautiful, and I'm getting amazing footage, very cinematic footage. And so if you want to go watch this after you listen to it here, it'll be a fun little thing, and it'll help you, it'll help kind of connect the dots for you, for everyone who's listening to this podcast. You'll be able to see what it is that I'm talking about up here in the van. Okay, so enough about me. We got a great show today. I cannot wait for this one. This guy is hilarious, one of the funniest people on the planet, and I believe that to sincerely be true. He, of course, knows this, but if you don't know Kenny Hotz, you need to get to know him. Kenny versus Spenny is one of the funniest shows out of Canada in the history of Canadian television. Canadian comedy, actually. Maybe not Canadian television. Beachcombers was funnier. But no, that's an inside joke for Canadians. No, it's amazing. And the Beachcombers was funny, but in a different way. Just Google Relic from the Beachcombers and Bruno Gerussi, all right? You know, and now you're getting some real Canadiana in you, you know? If you can sing the Beach, if you can hum the Beach Boys theme song, then you're a true Canadian, right? Something like that. Google the Beachcombers and tell me how close I was. That was from memory, based off it being the longest running show in television in Canada for years, The Beachcombers. This was Canadian television. The show was about a group of local Canadians on the west coast of Canada in British Columbia, in the islands of the Pacific, where pine trees grow to enormous heights and they fall, and loggers drop them into the water and they fall off of logging boats and end up floating around and then floating up on the beach. And these guys would scavenge for these logs, and that was the way they made their living. They were beachcombers. They were selling lost logs. That's what the show's about. It wasn't Starsky and Hutch, you know, in the mean streets of Chicago. I think it was Chicago. It was combing the beach for logs. Anyways, it was a great show. Go look at it on YouTube. Here's Kenny Hotz, the legend. Kenny Hotz.
Hey, how are you? I'm in the car, so it's super quiet.
Oh, nice. I'm in the van. I'm on the I'm on the top of a mountain in Utah. Wasatch Plateau, and I've been living in wilderness. I've been living in wilderness with my dog Charlie for about a month, and I don't think I've gone crazy yet. And although I wouldn't know that, I guess if I had, right?
You might.
Yeah,
you could come in and out. You might come in and out of crazy, but yeah, you might be getting sane. You were probably crazy when you left, and this is actually making you sane.
I think so. I think being close to nature is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, especially for guys like us from, you know, the flat lands of Canada, or the granite of Canada.